You send Marquette the balloon?
Well, I just saw that. No, I did not. I was not a part of that. But that's awesome. Happy birthday, Marquette.
You've talked about it before, that how much of a weapon he can be.
Yeah.
How much of an asset is it to have a guy who's independent inside the 20 all the
time? Oh, it's huge, because then as a quarterback, you don't have to think about, oh, man, we got to get 5 or 6 more yards on this completion, you know, on a 3rd and 28, you know, and how it's had to the punt. You don't have to think about those things, because he can put inside the 20 from anywhere on the field. So it really takes the, you know, the guesswork and the having to fit one in there in a situation that you probably shouldn't out of it. And that's the whole thing that Coach Del Rio has been teaching me. You know, what we talk about a lot is situationally, just it's a team game, and from the quarterback position, you can, you know, use all aspects of the team, and that's just one of them.
Donald Penn's in his 11th season, yet still keeping it clean all the time. How much of an asset is it to have a guy that you don't have to think or worry about what he's doing? He just knows he's doing his job.
Donald's the best, man. You know, he's like a big brother. You know, he wants to protect me, you know, more than anything. You know, he gets mad even if his guy, you know, his finger touches my jersey, you know, and the ball's out, you know. So when you got guys that it means that much to them to do their job, and it means, you know, that much to them that, that it makes them sick not only to have a sack, but for them to, that his guy to even touch you, you know you got the right person protecting you.
There's, you know, like every week there's a guy going back to his old team, but this is a team that cut Donald.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you think there's some juice there?
I'm sure there is. Donald is a very emotional player. He's a very emotional person. You know, and, you know, that's something I love about him. That's something that, you know, you always know how he is. You know, you always know where he stands. And that's a great thing. There's no guesswork. And for him to come back, I'm sure he's excited. Obviously, you know, it's human nature, man. But just like him and just like anybody else, just like when KO went back to Baltimore and, you know, BT went back, you know, it's the Coach Del Rio last week. You know, it's an exciting thing, but once the game starts and once you do, he's not thinking about it. You know, he's just trying to play the best visibility. And, you know, that's what we're all, you know, paid to do, is go out there and perform at our best, you know, hopefully at our best. And, you know, I think that's how it'll be for him.
You guys are +8 this year in turnover margin.
Mm.
Obviously, it takes 2 components, defense forces them, and you guys not giving up any. Is that one of the stats that makes you prouder when you kind of look at what you guys have done so far this year?
Yeah. You know me. When it comes to stats, you know, I'm not big, you know, I don't care too much, but when it comes to those kind of team stats, I am. So, yeah, I think you're exactly right. Whenever you can be in the plus territory and then some, you know, in the turnover margin, that always equivalates to winning, you know. That's how, if you look back in the league and the stats and all that, the most winning teams have a plus margin, you know, and 99% of the time. So that is a thing that we, you know, take a lot of, you know, hard work in. It's a lot of mental focus, a lot of mental discipline, obviously on my part, to not force so many, trying to do too much in those things. And obviously they're going to happen sometimes, but you just hope and know that the defense is going to get some as well. You know, we got a good unit that can, that's really good with those tip balls. They're really good when the ball's on the ground. So whenever they can recover more and more and more, it gives us a little leeway.
You guys bring in Johnny Holton into the game. Does the other team scream reverse?
It's happened a couple of times, and then they get mad when he doesn't, but it's funny, man. It's just, he's one of those weapons. He's like Tavon, you know, you think of a guy like that, you know, Tavon. I think of a guy back in the day, Dante Hall. When Dante Hall came in the game, you know, something's up, you know. But Johnny, the thing about Johnny is so funny is he just happens to, the plays have gone on the reverse. But, you know, he's actually a really good route runner. You know, he's actually a really good receiver. So, you know, hopefully we'll keep him thinking that. That'd be good.
What's the next step in his progression for Johnny?
I honestly think it's just him continuing to watch the guys that are older than him and continuing to learn how they go about their week. As a rookie, you ask any rookie, it's a long season. You know, and the hard thing for a guy like Johnny is he's someone that gives everything that he has. And this is going to be the longest he's had to give everything that he has, you know what I'm saying, from camp until the end of the year. And he's just got to keep watching those guys and watch how they work, how they take care of their bodies. I think that is the progression that if he can continue to do that, he's going to be a really good player in this league.
How do you like your extended stay here in Florida?
I love it, man. No, you know, the weather's nice, there's no state tax here. That's always a good thing for the people that live here. You know, but, yeah, no, it's been awesome. The people here have been great.
Has it been an adjustment for you and your team?
It hasn't been an adjustment. I think that we got the kind of group that it doesn't really matter where we're at. You know, we're just always together, man. We're always one family. So it's kind of like a vacation in that aspect. Not obviously this is a business trip for us, but it's a vacation in the sense that it doesn't matter where we're at. We're a family. You know what I mean? So we could be here in New York. Doesn't matter. We're all together, and that's awesome. So you know, our focus entirely is on winning this football game. You could see it. I could see it from Monday and Tuesday night. Watching these guys, you know, stopping by their rooms, and guys are watching film instead of, you know, being outside and those kind of things. And that's the kind of stuff you want to see. But it's obviously been really cool to be here and experience it.
The 4-0 road record, how much did that kind of contribute to just kind of the attitude that you guys have this week, that you guys have been so good about it? You kind of know the drill now about going on the road.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Del Rio hit on the head with us. You know, he said we know how to travel. You know, we learned that last year, and now we know how to do it. Now it's all about us, you know, keeping that process, and we have to show up on Sundays. You know, we have to show up, especially against a really good Tampa Bay football team. They're young, talented, fly around. You know, obviously we've seen what they do on offense. I couldn't tell you specifically what they do. But on defense, you see the talent everywhere. And first-round picks, I think their first four picks were, you know, on the defensive side of the ball this past year, and you can see them, you know, out there. And, you know, they got a lot of talent, so we just got to stay focused. You know, we can talk about, you know, the stats and the win-loss and all that at the end of the year. But as of now, we've earned all that, but it doesn't matter right now. We just got to keep going.
It seems pretty clear against Jacksonville that they wanted to take Amari out of the game as possible. It seemed like against Kansas City, Marcus Peters was on crab a lot. Having those other options that you trust, how much of a benefit is it that if a defense wants to scheme against one guy, you have another number one?
Yeah. Our staff does a great job of you know, giving me multiple options, you know, versus the coverages and even things that they might do. You know, we have a, you know, set things for that. You know, you got to prepare for things that maybe they haven't shown, but they could show. You know, you got to always be ready for everything. And I think that our staff does an amazing job of giving me a lot of options, you know, for those instances. For, okay, if they're going to take Coop away this game, you know, we got to get the other guys going. If they're going to take Crab away, we got to get the other guys going. And what's great about that room is they're all good with it. You know, we just want to win. You know, that's what it comes down to. How can we push the ball down the field? How can we move the ball, whether it's running it, that one drive? You know, I think we threw two passes on a long play drive. But when you're running the ball, I don't care. Run it 80 times. You know, I don't care. I just want to win, you know. So I think our staff does an amazing job of filling that kind of stuff out if they're trying to take one or the other away.
Anything more here, guys?
What did you thought
of Michael Crabtree coming?
What are your thoughts on the Bucs secondary, especially, you know, Grimes, a veteran young guy like Hargraves? What are your thoughts? What have you seen so far?
Think about? Very, very athletic. Grimes is one of the most, pound for pound, one of the best athletes in this league. It's not, you know, it's not even close. The guy can jump out the gym. He can stop on a dime. Makes it real tough. You know, I played against him when he was in Miami. Real good player. You know, very, very good player. And, you know, the other guy, the rookie, you know, he's a really good player as well. You can see it. You know, you see why he's a first-round pick. You see why he went to Florida, why he was a high school, you know, All-American, all those things. You know, you can see all those things about him, and you know why.
All right, guys. Thank you.